Actually, before I play this song, now I was just thinking today, as I was writing this song, because I've been writing a lot of songs lately. You know, there's a part of me that's okay. I'll be quiet for 60 seconds. You can say whatever you want, and I'll talk for a minute. Then you can talk for a minute, and I'll talk for a minute. Okay, it's your 60 seconds. Go. Is that 60 seconds, sir? We'll pretend it's 60 seconds. Anyway, as I was writing this song this morning, you know, I'm eternally sort of optimistic. You know, the next one's going to be the great one, or the next one after that's going to be the great one. And then as I was writing this song, I was thinking, oh, this is a nice song, you know. But does it make any difference? Because, you know, there's lots of those songs that, I mean, we're playing songs off Machina, and nobody even knows those songs. And that album's been out. That album's been out for 7 years. It's not criticism. It's just the reality of the life that I live. So, anyway, so you know, I'm Piscean, so there's this divided consciousness. Yeah, yay, Pisces. Fuck all you other 11 signs, Pisces rule. Anyway, just kidding. We love all your signs. As a Pisces, I have to love you. I have no choice. So, anyway. So I started thinking today about the band and this band that I'm playing in right now. And absolutely. And you know, I really have to say I'm very grateful to Jeff, Ginger, Lisa, and Jimmy for really taking this journey. I think we're up to playing around something like 60 songs, which is just a mind-numbing number, and I'm to blame, really, because I just want to keep trying more stuff and different stuff. And I swear there's a point to this. Anyway, so as I was writing this song, I was thinking, you know, about the consciousness of coming up against expectations, of against knowing that people want to hear old songs and this B-side and all these things. And does it matter, and is it a good idea to play the song, not play the song? Maybe I'll just write it and I won't play the song. I'm not sure which idea you thought was good, but I'll pretend it's the optimistic one. So anyway, yeah, still Cubbies. The beautiful thing about these kind of soliloquies is I know there's always that one dude that doesn't matter what I say, it doesn't get in there, you know what I mean? I could say I'm gonna blow up the world tomorrow at noon with a nuclear device and he'd be like, go Cubs! You know? Yes. Okay, so here's the end of the soliloquy, I promise. So, it's probably one of these things better left unsaid, probably. Yeah, the 10 people in the front want to hear it, but they're happy in the back. Meeting, and me and Hillary Rodham, and because I want to know what you're thinking. Just like Hillary, I want to know. Uh, Okay, so here's the ad, I promise. Just give me 30 seconds and I'll stop, and then we can go back to the musical program. Okay, so anyway, so in this moment of thinking about pushing the band so hard to try all this new material and coming up against the consciousness of, well, what should we play, and are we disappointing people? Are we making people excited? Half the crowd wants to hear old shit, half the crowd wants to hear new shit, the other 10% don't want to hear anything. Yes. So, it's sort of like this. It's like, at some point, I'm 40 years old, as a man, you have to sort of state your intention, right? You have to find the zen in the moment, okay? Here's the zen of this particular moment, okay? Just bear with me. The zen of this particular moment is, and will and shall be going forward, is this is a new band, okay? We love playing the old music. We love playing the old music. In fact, we're very humble that you want to hear the old music. But when you come through this door, know that this is a new band. And everything we're trying to do is to take this thing forward, not to go backwards. And Jimmy and I talk about it a lot. The only way to go forward is to make mistakes, to try things, to push the envelope, to try new things. And this is the place to do it, right? Yes. So here's today's terrible song.